Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 19th anniversary. How about that? As a great member of our Brain Trust, he's Vice President for Policy, Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, author of the yearly report, 10,000 Commandments, which should be coming out anytime soon. Co-author of What's Yours is Mine, Open Access and the Rise of Infrastructure Socialism. That's an older book. And Copy Fights as well. That's another one he co-authored. And he's here to talk to us about the regulatory dark matter. Wayne Cruz, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thank you a lot for having me back.
Hey, Wayne, I was just talking to Nelson Davis, who over the last 20-something years, he had a show called Making It out in California where he conducted hundreds of interviews with entrepreneurs. He's been a small business owner for decades. He's been working with them out there for all these years. And he was just on the show. He's an old friend of mine. He was just on the show, and he said, and I asked him, I said, what is holding back entrepreneurs today? Now, he could have said technology, the big technology companies are competing. Nobody can compete against Amazon. Main Street's changing. The landscape is changing. Taxes are too high, globalization, the economy's soft. He could have said all those things, and he would have been right. But the first thing he wanted to go to was regulations.
Isn't that something?
He said, and he didn't know you were going to be on the show. He and I had never talked about this particular question before. I said, what do you think is holding back entrepreneurs? He said, I think it's regulations.
Yeah, well, I caught the tail end of that, and, you know, he mentioned, and you guys were talking about Washington, D.C., and every entrepreneur, every business person should visit Washington,
yep.
D.C.,
yep.
And how wonderfully people live around here. This is the area with 7 of the top 10 highest income zip codes in the
artificial
country.
Artificial economy.
So there, it's
I call it an artificial economy because it's not based on any, it's based on bizarro world rules.
Yeah, well, somebody said, well, you know, you've heard more than one people say that the more regulation there is and the more intervention there is, the better Washington does and the better things get here, which is totally twisted, and it's, you know, it turns things on their head.
Well, yeah, because the more regulations, the more people you got to have to administer it. And as I pointed out go ahead.
I was going to say, what you just said about his point, though, of regulation, there's a fellow, John Chisholm, he's a Silicon Valley entrepreneur you ought to have on your show, too. He's got a book called Unleash Your Inner Company. If you imagine just a sheet of white, you draw a tiny box up in the left-hand corner, in that box is all the apps and social media and everything that entrepreneurs are going into today. The rest of the sheet of paper is all the other regulated industries, you know, construction, hospitality, energy, that young people are not going into because of these regulatory barriers. It's very difficult already to be an employer, but to start something up new in this kind of environment is tough, and that's why.
Well, he was telling a story about a lady he interviewed first when she had 12 employees. She was doing helping people with their human resources. She had 12 employees. He interviewed her 5 or so years later. She'd gone international. She had 1,200 employees.
Amazing.
She said, "I have rooms full of people who are just managing regulations."
Yeah, that's incredible, but it's true. And in the wake of the financial laws, Dodd-Frank and Sarbanes-Oxley, in the wake of the Obamacare legislation, getting very difficult. You know, one of the orders that Trump put out recently when he said, I want to speed up pipelines, speed up bridges, and he said, let me know what the regulations are that are affecting you the most. There were just some stories this weekend of how that's starting to come together. And the biggest areas of regulation affecting businesses are environmental and labor and financial.
Right.
The bulk of it is environmental regulations. Because
right.
I'm pretty sure that most of what he heard from were manufacturers.
Right.
But there are a lot of service industries too, and this lady,
including a bunch of regs by Fiat from the Obama administration in the last 8 years. Not real regs, but regs by Fiat that you've reported on before, which basically came out of a blog or a, what'd you call them, a notice? No, what was it?
That's right. Well, what I noticed, Jim, over the past few years, you know, President Obama, he made a big point, even during his State of the Union address, that saying, I have a pen and I have a phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And if Congress doesn't act, we will act.
And they did.
Very, very explicit about this. And a lot of his staff chiefs did the same thing. And I started looking at what he was doing. You know, he did delays on the immigration order.
Yep.
He changed the immigration orders. He did delays on the Obamacare orders with the employer mandate and then the individual penalty that would kick in and things of that sort.
13. He took care of 13 things. When we come back, I want to talk about those 13 things that he has taken.
Oh, great. Uh-huh.
And we're going to talk about the way he's approaching my idea of a sunset rule. Quick break, 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.